Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
You are full of bullshit, my friend. I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
All right, welcome back. More of the Connor Happer Show here on 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com. As we do on Tuesdays, we now chat with Tom Chattel of the Omaha World Herald. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Hey, good.
Do you have balloon takes?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Let's go.
Okay. I'd rather have touchdowns than balloons. I'd rather have victories.
Nice.
Let's start a new tradition called winning. yeah. I mean, it's great, but... you know, there were some games where people had to hold on to those things for a long time.
Those were always really funny. And then a couple like stragglers would go off in the middle of the second quarter. Is like, nah, I'm not gonna do this anymore. I'm just gonna let it fly.
I always liked the balloon tradition when somebody who hadn't been to Nebraska before for the game for the first time, like some out of town writers or other people that are in the press box. And they score, and the balloons go up, and they're looking at their laptop, and they kind of look up, and they go, "Holy crap, what's all this?" And they have this look of wonder on their face, like, "This is I've never seen anything like this before in my life. This is unbelievable." And I love to watch that. I remember the first time at that Missouri game in 1978, and Rick Burns scored. I wanted the first plays of the game. It was the third or fourth play of the game. He ran like 80 or 90 yards for touchdown, and I was watching all that happen. All of a sudden, these balloons go up. I'm going, "What in the hell is this? It's incredible!" And I go, "Where do those balloons go? How far do they go?" And I became obsessed with that. So, it's a very cool tradition. It's unique. I don't know how it started. I'm sure there's probably some great story there.
Yeah.
But who's to say it can't come back one day, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, once we get the helium back from Russia.
That's right.
It's that easy, I guess. But this is what we were wondering earlier. On the list of how high would you have that on the list of Nebraska football game day traditions?
Oh, boy. Well, it's game day?
Or just traditions in general?
I don't know. I mean, it's probably, it's I'd say top five maybe, right? I mean, I wouldn't say tailgating is a tradition. I don't really do it.
Right.
You know, they kind of go to the bars and walk to the game. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think that's got to be top five, right?
Yeah, it's in there. It's still behind, like, the tunnel walk, you know, and I put it this way. Like, if I'm telling somebody from out of town, hey, you get, you know, go to a Nebraska game, here's what you're going to see, I'm going to tell them to, like, get a Runza or a Valentino's pizza or something like that. And then, you know, you don't have to go that far down the line before the balloons pop up.
See, maybe I'm way off on this, but I associate all these great things about Nebraska game day with winning.
Yeah.
With people being happy. And it just seems like, are we really that upset about this? Because, I mean, I just feel like the rest of football is so far, has gone so far astray from what it was. The way they play, you know, special teams, there was always a punt return or a block punt. They they had played big games. They won them. I mean, there was all this anticipation for the big game every year, and that's gone. I mean, I just feel like it's. I don't even know what it is anymore. But I feel like, and now we're talking. Now we got NIL and transfers, and they're going to scrap divisions, and it just seems like it's ever changing. It never quits changing, and so maybe it's good to have something to hold on to. I don't know that I'm that upset about it.
No, I'm not either. At the same time, I like it. I think it's a fun tradition. It's one of them that kind of defines Nebraska. But I'm not sitting here like upset about it, or you know, them trying. Yeah. I'm not yelling at them to try and find a way to figure out, hey, we have to make this happen going into next year. But I think you make a good point about traditions in college football. Like, it seems nowadays that we have these, and even you can go as far as how divisions are set up or how the conferences are set up, that we'll have these situations for, I don't know, 5, 7, 10, 15 years, and then they kind of, you know, for whatever reason, whether it's TV or whatever else, feel like, yeah, we're going to change this up, and it's going to be different now. I don't love that as far as how we're going, but it does feel like after a certain point, when we get sick of it, then we move on to the next thing.
I just like to get back to the point where they're winning and they're going to bowl every year, and I just think things would go down a lot easier if that was happening.
Yeah.
So, they're going to change the stadium. Maybe there's some new traditions. Maybe you put the students somewhere else. You do. I don't know. Maybe there's something else that could be done. But I wouldn't rule out the balloons. I think they can always come back.
Yeah, no doubt. Tom Chattel of the World Herald. Okay, you wrote about, and we had, there was Nebraska's situation this weekend with Purdue, which people spent the majority of their time yesterday talking about. But under the radar, Creighton had quite the situation this week with baseball as well. And the topic of baseball and how conferences operate and what they care about obviously came up. So Creighton's situation was, they're at Villanova, a place that, as you mentioned, doesn't have lights, which is unbelievable.
Well, it's a city park, right? It's like Seymour Smith or something.
Right. But Seymour Smith has lights.
Well, there you go. It's not even Seymour Smith.
Right. Yeah. It's a little worse than Seymour Smith. And Creighton had to finish half game out of the Big East. You know, they could have got a share of the Big East championship when, Creighton had to get out of there in time to go to get to Philadelphia to catch a flight. And then you talk to Ed Service about all their travel issues this year. Do you think, and this is something I've been pondering, with the new money that's going to be coming in from TV deals, and maybe it doesn't affect the Big East, and the Big East place in this is a big question, I suppose, but maybe as far as the Big Ten is concerned, that they can alleviate some of this stuff by all the extra money that's coming in? Do you think any of it will go to baseball, or is it just going to go straight back into football and the money-making sports?
Well, no, I don't think the Big Ten cares about baseball. I mean, I just don't. I mean, not that much. And I say that they're here this week, but I guarantee you, they'll have some games on Big Ten Network, but there'll be some lacrosse game. They love lacrosse. Man, they love lacrosse. Every other time I turn on the Big Ten Network, there's a lacrosse game on.
Yep.
There's no better lacrosse league, damn it, anywhere than Big Ten. It's just, they love that stuff. And so, are they going to send a crew here? Can they send the Big Ten Network crew to the football championship game and to the basketball tournament? Are they going to have a crew here? The SEC Network, they love baseball so much, they might be here this week. they might just be here just to make fun of the Big Ten.
Yeah.
They just love being in Omaha. They love setting up, you know, they'll be at the SEC tournament in Hoover. And I love watching that because it's a big deal. This is not a big deal because they don't treat it as such. So would they spend? No, I think the money will go to the Big Ten. You know, it may go to a bunch of new bow ties and jackets or something. Or, I mean, and it may go to the libraries. I don't know where it's going to go, but it's just. I mean, are you saying could they alleviate some of the travel problems? No, they're not going to do that. I guess the problem is when you fly, you have no control over the situation. You know, you can't leave when you want to.
Unless you charter.
Right, and that's what baseball is. Well, right, but nobody charters them. Maybe.
Right.
Maybe like Vanderbilt or somebody. Well, I don't even think, I really think that they do that. But no, it's baseball should not be an airplane sport. It should be get on the bus and stay in your region. And there's just, you know, imagine if Nebraska had finished a half game out of the Big Ten, winning, you know, sharing the Big Ten championship, and that. They couldn't play the game because there was no lights or they had to get on an airplane. I mean, you know, they were like in Maryland or like Rutgers, and they had to come home. I mean, it's just sad. I felt bad for Creighton because those guys travel so much. They get back at midnight, 1 a.m. all the time. They have to get up at 4 a.m. to leave. It's like they're in the National League East, you know. It's like, no, stop it. It doesn't make any sense. And for the Big East, see, I think they're going to find out how much they like baseball because, as we talked about, the rules are going to change this fall. You can have as many scholarships as you want. And are they going to be bothered by the fact that other conferences are probably going to go 20 full scholarships? The Big East can't do that. So, and they wouldn't want to do that. So, you know, they don't have football money. So they're, you know, it's the future of college baseball is going to be serious haves and have nots. I mean, even more than it is now. So, you know, as Ed Service said, we don't want the College World Series to be the SEC tournament. Well, it kind of already is. And it's going that way in a hurry. So the Coastal Carolinas and Thorntons and a lot of those schools aren't going to do it. So I kind of worry about creating baseball a little bit. I mean, I think they need to get out of that Big East baseball deal and try to get into the Valley or maybe try to join the Big 12 or the Big 10 somehow as a baseball affiliate. I really think that should be the future of college sports. You have your football, your basketball, and all the conferences. Let everybody else just become like the
regional.
Maybe each sport has its own federation or its own entity. It kind of runs itself, and exactly. Who cares? If it's a bunch of regions and you've got Wichita State and Nebraska, KU, K-State, Iowa, Creighton, you know, UNO could be in there. I mean, that'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's competitive. I mean, look, Nebraska and Creighton, when they moved conferences, both, it was a huge win for them on the big sports side. But baseball really got hurt in both situations. Yeah, Nebraska's an outlier in the Big Ten where they want to care about baseball and they want to help out their baseball program. I bet they'll have more scholarships when they're allowed to. And the rest of the conference outside of, you know, one or two more, maybe Michigan, maybe Maryland, they just don't care. And it's the same thing with Creighton, and they have UConn as the team that kind of cares about it a little bit, and
yeah.
That's kind of it.
Yeah, it's again, I don't know where it's going to go, or I just feel like they've got to do something. You know, you can't, and again, you know, realignment was never meant to be for the other sports. It was for football, and in the case of the Big East, it was for basketball.
Yep.
So with the other sports, let them go back to their old conferences. Just let them go back and do that. And I think you get bigger crowds. Imagine Nebraska Creighton being on the weekend.
A conference game? Yeah, that'd be great.
Where you've got your starting pitching all lined up. I mean, it's I think you get unbelievable crowds for that kind of stuff. So, but I don't know. Ed thinks it's going to happen. I'm not so sure. But I think the scholarship thing, and I think being able to also add coaches as many as you want. They're going to make people. They're going to make these conferences reassess what they think is important. And but what would the Big Ten do? The SEC, you know, what if they go 25 or 30 scholarships each? They could. I mean, I've heard they could go 30, 35. Well, they got the money. That's what they want to spend their money. That's what they're going to do. They love baseball. And they want to be number one.
I wonder if the Big Ten will just leave it up to the schools.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I don't think the Big Ten cares as much about baseball.
No, they don't.
Would they let the SEC? Would they stand around and watch them go to 25 or 30 scholarships and not match it? They might. They might just say, we don't care as much.
They would say, Tom. They would say, hey, what kind of lacrosse are you guys playing now?
I swear to God, Nebraska gets lacrosse. Watch out. They'll be on the Big Ten Network every week.
Maybe they
should have lacrosse. Where do you play lacrosse? Well, would you play it in the stadium? I guess you would.
Yeah, you'd find a field. I don't know.
How many people watch it?
It's huge. It's huge on the East Coast.
I've seen it around Omaha. Occasionally we'll drive by some middle school field or something, and there'll be guys playing lacrosse.
Yeah.
And I'm going, I might stop and talk to him, but I'm going to keep driving. But maybe one day I'll stop and try to watch.
Future lacrosse enthusiast Tom Chattel of the Omaha World Herald. All right, Tom, appreciate the time as always, and we'll chat next week.
All right, see ya.
Tom Chattel. Lacrosse. It's the future.
I was getting the sense he didn't like lacrosse.
Where'd you pick that up?
Turn on the TV Saturday afternoon. Ah, lacrosse.
No, So I have a bunch of family on the East Coast, and how they described it to me, and this is 10 years ago, so I'm sure it's only grown since then. How they basically described it to me was, it's how we think about football. Like people, you grow up and you play lacrosse. Now it doesn't bring the same crowds, but everybody growing up and playing lacrosse.
That ball is so hard. I'm too scared.
And the Big Ten has seemed to, steer into it a little bit. It's an East Coast conference.
Northwestern women are very good.
It's not a Midwest conference. It's an East Coast conference.
Maryland generally very good at lacrosse.
If they're East facing. If there was more care for baseball, they'd have more baseball. They'd do less lacrosse. I didn't mean for lacrosse to get swept up in the entire thing, but yeah, baseball. All right. Robin Washington of Husker Online on the latest for Nebraska basketball. And then, of course, some football as well next here on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.